have would be when you look at the playing field of where this is and where it's going, clearly this fight is not anywhere near over, and from my indication, it looks like it is ramping up. The Article 16, Section 59 of the Constitution, which gives the Water District authority, says only references state water. It talks about storm waters, flood waters, river waters, for the purpose of irrigation, power, and other useful purposes. So, when we come back, I'd like to ask you how we're going to be able to mitigate the problems that are clearly coming forward.
All righty, Dan, we'll answer that question right after the break. We'll be back in just a minute on the Did You Know radio show.
Pawn Lubbock at 6207 19th Street is Lubbock's newest licensed and registered pawn shop. Find yourself in a fix? We can help. We buy gold. We buy, sell, and trade new and used guns. We have a great selection of brand name merchandise, and we loan money from $100 to $1,300. No credit check, no hassle. Our staff is trained to say yes. Bring any items of value to Pawn Lubbock at 6207 19th Street. We will loan you cash. All loans are discreet and confidential. We value customer satisfaction above all else. Visit us online at www.pawnlubbock.com and visit our sister store, Empire Pawn Shop, at 1510 50th. Same great products, same great services.
The fabulous fall sale is going on now at Boot City. Come check out all the new Wrangler, Cinch, and Ariat vests and jackets that have just arrived. Save an additional $10 off a pair of any Twisted X, Ariat, Wolverine, or Justin steel toe or soft toe work boots. Large group of men's long sleeve shirts by Wrangler and Cinch, now 50% off. It's a great time to get a felt hat. All 4X to 20X are now on sale for 20% off. The fabulous fall sale going on now at Boot City, one money saving mile outside the loop on the Loveland Highway.
The American ideals of liberty and freedom stem from the principle that all are equal before the law. But it is all too common for many to enter America unlawfully. They destroy that which they are seeking when they come here illegally, and that is the rule of law. The Obama administration does not enforce our immigration laws. Illegal aliens are released pending hearing, but most disappear into our cities and are never heard from again. Because of such lawbreaking, we are no longer equal before the law, or protected by it.
The Chad Hastie Show, weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11.
Monday on the Chad Hastie Show, Matt Mikowiak, GOP political strategist and co-founder of MustReadTexas.com, will be my guest at 9:35. He'll be talking about the latest Texas and national political news. Plus, we'll find out his thoughts on the latest Greg Abbott, Wendy Davis poll. Plus, your phone calls all morning long to the latest news, events, and people making headlines on the local, state, and national issues. The Chad Hastie Show, weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11, right here on News Talk 790 KFYO.
At UMC, access to your health care is only a click away. With waitfromhome.com, you can see wait times at 15 UMC Physician Network Services clinics. Then you can select your clinic, check in, and take care of more important things. When it's time for your appointment, we'll call or text to let you know to head our way. Skip the wait and learn more at waitfromhome.com.
It's the most advanced technology available. Engineered with over 200 million sensory receptors. Its all-terrain design is beautifully formed. Weather-resistant. Reliable. Astonishingly high performance in even the most challenging of circumstances. And it is also the finest search technology in the world. There's nothing else quite like a search dog. Be part of the search. Go to searchdogfoundation.org to see how you can help.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. Call InventHelp today.
Call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453.
Coast to Coast AM overnights from midnight to 5 on News Talk 790 KFYO.
All Alrighty, we are back from the break on the Did You Know radio show. And it's just like the announcer was saying, call 770-5790 to express your opinion on the Did You Know show. And Josh had just asked a question of Dan Seal. Dan Seal is a candidate for the High Plains Underwater Conservation District number 1. And he is on the bottom of the ballot. So I want all of you to listen very carefully to this. When you vote, early vote, or on election day, if you cast a straight ticket ballot, go to the bottom of the ballot because there's going to be a constitutional amendment there that you're going to have to vote yay or nay on. And there is also the precinct number 1.
Ysidro, I have been told that to be able to vote in the down ticket races, you cannot vote a straight party ticket.
All righty. Well, in that case, just go down there and vote for Dan.
Vote
there you go.
And everything.
Okay. Josh, you were going to ask a question.
Right. Just to get to the point of my original question is, when you look at the playing field, which is, the original creation, Article 16, Section 59 of the Constitution, that only applies to state waters, you look at the water code, which there is a process that an individual has to use in order to give consent or a conveyance to that district. And then their assumption that these everything applies to all private property owners, which clearly it doesn't. Their current practices of enacting some of these things, which infringe on private property rights, the land patent, which says that which is a contract between the landowner and the state, saying the state relinquishes forever all right and title, period, and other things like the Day case. How can you mitigate these violations of private property rights and try and prevent litigation? Because I see the High Plains Water District causing a lot more problems than what they could ever be good for by muddying the water and acting like rules apply to everybody. I just see it as clearly a big issue coming up in the future. How can you help private property owners?
One way you can vote to protect their water rights. That means metering. Forget it.
So you're going to vote against metering, is what you're saying?
I will vote against metering. Of course, they say that is an alternative rule for reporting. Now, reporting, metering, it's all the same thing. They are going to control how much water you pump. And during all of those years I worked out there at the water district, I saw Mother Nature taking care of a lot of these problems because, folks, we don't have the water we used to have. Of course, this is why they say that we have all of these regional water plans to be able to make everything set up. And sorry about that.
You're a popular guy,
Dan. Yeah. The thing about it is, we've got to control what they are doing. A lot of these problems come out of Austin. They come out of Austin. The Water Development Board, they want to own your water.
Alrighty, hold on now. That's huge. That is huge because right now the water belongs to us. It is. If you're a farmer, it's your water. And look what's happening. Pause for a second. Austin wants to come here to your property and take ownership of your water. Do you understand what that means?
You know, it's interesting when we talk about Austin control, and then we talk about local High Plains Water District needing to assume that authority so that Austin doesn't get control. To me, that just sounds like the frog and the scorpion situation trying to cross the river. When you look at the players, you've got property owners, which actually have the true power and authority that's clearly laid out in founding documents and otherwise.
And has been upheld by the courts as well.
Right, and has strongly been upheld during the Day case, which is the most recent thing that's come out from my understanding. You got the property owners, you have the governmental entities, which would be the position that you're running for, and then you have people that would like to have control over water. And clearly they are not going to stop, and they have money they can use for litigation and influence in various ways. What I'm looking for in a candidate is a firewall, honestly, because, you know, when these firewalls, sheriffs, water board guys, city council members, when they all fall in line and don't think for themselves and, you know, aren't willing to protect the private property owners, that puts the property owners in a position to where they have no choice but to defend themselves, because honestly, farmers are not going to go along with having their rights taken.
Which guarantees a lawsuit, essentially. It guarantees courts. It guarantees probably appeals all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Right.
Probably.
And by them, by the water district, you know, being on the water district, if they are not protecting private property rights and erring on the side of private property rights, they are destroying the process. You know, I hear about in South Texas where farmers don't even run their wells very much because they are able to buy state water through the water districts where they give a conveyance, they apply to be onto the water district, the process is used correctly, and they are in great benefit of the fact that they don't have to use their own equipment and they can buy state water, overflows in the, you know, the original intended purpose. And by them asserting authority that they don't have, they are clearly causing major problems with the water district functioning as it was intended. I mean, my opinion is, and I want to know what your opinion is, my opinion is the water district should be focused on getting the technology in the hands of the farmers so that we can use our resource efficiently. We don't need people to come in and tell us what to do with our private property. You know, we need help in getting those drip systems and those other technologically available and technological things that are being developed into our hands, because, you know, clearly we can do a better job of saving our resources if we're working together, not having a governmental agency asserting authority that they never had and that we in the end will not give them. Do you agree with the High Plains Water District being in a direction where they are facilitating the process of farming as opposed to trying to regulate the process of farming?
There's a lot that lot of questions there and everything, but let me make this statement that if you have if you have a board of directors that when an ultimatum or all of these type things come down that you will do this, if you have a board that says no, we will not, that is not right. It is taking away our water rights, our people's water rights. Fight it. If it takes me taking the state of Texas to court, go to court. Everything on it.
All right. I love that answer. Dan, that is the greatest answer I've ever heard coming from anybody. We're not going to do it. No, we're not going to do it. You know what? And Josh, you kind of alluded to this a minute ago, but when the people stand up against the government usually backs down. When the people take a stand against the government, they usually back down. And that's what you're saying.
You know, I'm happy to hear you say that, you know, and what I've heard, I haven't actually had a chance to go to these water board meetings yet, which I'm really looking forward to speaking at those. You know, I hear, you know, really demeaning and things that, you know, it's just, we're not going to discuss that. We don't want to have anything to do with your concerns. And, you know, with the current actions and the types of things I hear are going on, I mean, all they seem to really be doing is qualifying themselves as first candidates for a tar and feather machine. How available are you and will you be to the citizens that have information? No matter what you may think about that information coming in, how available are you going to be to the citizens that would like to speak with you and develop a relationship with you?
I would visit with anybody at any time, anywhere. That's the easy way to say.
All righty. Well, we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, I want you to tell us who is going to be able to vote for you, Dan. Come early vote. We'll be right back on the Did You Know radio show. We are back on the Did You Know radio show. And if you want to be a participant, you can call 770-5790. And as a matter of fact, we do have a caller on the line, and the caller's name is Kelly. Now, Kelly, I want to ask you a question. Are you affiliated with the Protect Water Rights Coalition?
Yes, sir.
Ah, Kelly, welcome to the Did You Know radio show. You got a question for Dan, don't you?
Yeah, well, you know, I appreciate what he's saying there. And like you just said, that's one of the best things I've heard, that he would, you know, stand up to the state and even bring a lawsuit on them. But we heard the same thing from the Water District board members when they were candidates. And something happens to these guys when they take office that they get some sense of that they have to protect the cause.
So you're looking for some reassurance. You want Dan to reassure
you. Yeah, I want to know what would make him different. And here's what happens partly, I believe, that the farm groups, they start pressuring these guys as well as Austin, this local board, and they say, you know, I think these farm groups want control themselves, and they think they can do it through these boards. You know, this board has two past Clean Stock Growers presidents on it, and I think that has a lot of influence there. And all these other farm groups, they, in my opinion, they want control of water, or they want it to be in the public arena, put it that way. Not that they would have control themselves, but they want it to be in the public arena. So
that would be unconstitutional.
But it keeps their lobby relevant, and, you know, gives them a cause to champion.
All righty. Well, let's see what Dan has to say about that. Dan, what's your answer to Kelly?
Would he stand up against these guys as well as Austin?
Kelly, let me tell you a little story. I retired in July the 5th of 2011. I had planned on working another 6 months. I saw what was happening with the Rule 5 being developed, and it made me mad. It literally made me mad. I went into the office there in March of that year, and I told Jim Conkright, the manager then, that I had changed my retirement date. It would be July the 5th. And I did that because, and I worked there at the Water District for nearly 43 years. During that time, I saw these mandates coming down. And, you know, that they come down a little at a time. But it's time for somebody to just flat say, we don't want it. And I will tell you this right now. I will not be in favor of accepting the status quo that we have had. It's time, like Isidro said, someone to stand up and say, I don't like this anymore. And I can tell you right now, Kelly, that if I'm elected and there's anything that comes up as far as limiting water rights, I will vote against it. Now, I will be one of five, you know, and if I can't vote against it, I will resign.
Well, okay.
All right. Kelly, Josh has a question for you, I think, or a comment. Okay. Go ahead, Josh.
Well, I got comments and 100 questions and a couple sentences. But, you know, I'll say this. You can't expect an elected public servant to know everything. And it seems like once people get into office, there's a separation that occurs, and they become less interested in hearing what people have to say, especially if it doesn't agree with their current worldview or whatever it is. And I would say the most important thing you have is the resource of the public and their individual knowledge, especially the ones that are intimately involved. You know, and you said you're not a lawyer and you're not these things, but there's been people that have looked into this very seriously. And I will tell you, if you take the stand that you're discussing, you will have the support of people that are involved. And that means you've got to be close to everybody. You've got to be willing to meet with anybody at any time, like you said. And if you'll do what you say, I think we may be able to get something done when it comes to protecting water rights, because this fight with water is not anywhere near.
All right, so what Josh is saying, Kelly, are you willing to back up Dan if he's on the board? Are you willing to stand with him? And Dan, are you willing to listen to Kelly? Is essentially what Josh is saying.
I'm willing to listen to any of them, anybody at any time.
Well, sure. We would certainly stand with a board member that Lafayette would stand against Austin on, you know, taking more regulatory authority than they are supposed to have. And, you know, we have a lot of information about that, about how they are erroneously interpreting the regulations. And, you know, but, and they, we tell these guys till we're blue in the face, but they just don't listen. And I would hope if Dan were to win this, you know, that he would, you know, not lose his ear, you know, and that he would keep listening to us.
Well, Dan has a good chance of winning. You're running in Lubbock County.
And it's for the people that live in Lubbock, Crosby, and Linn County will be voting for the Precinct 1. That's the precinct that I would be representing. There is also an election in the precinct. Let me see if I can figure out right quick which one that is. It is the Precinct 5, and that's Floyd, Hale, and Swisher County. And that is a contested election up there for the folks up there. Find out who those two guys are. One of them is Ronnie Hopper, and I believe the other one is Jess Salmon. Talk to those guys and ask them how they stand. Ronnie Hopper is currently on the board.
Well, I know that Kelly has something to say about that. Kelly,
well, yeah, go ahead. I don't, you know, Jess is as strong as you can be on property rights. And so, you know, I like what Mr. Seale's saying, but, you know, and Jess is a friend of mine, so, you know, I may be biased there, but he's as, like I say, he thinks like we do on property rights. So, I don't know, Jess isn't actively campaigning, but he is on the ballot, unless he's started campaigning as of late, I don't know. But
well, he only has about 2 weeks before early vote, so he better get going.
Yeah.
Kelly, I want to thank you very much for calling. We've got a couple of folks waiting behind you on the telephone.
Appreciate
and that was a great call. I really enjoyed that very much. So,
thank you, Kelly.
Let's go to the next caller. I think it's Michael is on the line. Michael, we've got about 30 seconds, so fire away.
Well, I just wanted to reassure Kelly and some of those folks. I've known Dan. He reminded me, I think I helped him in a school board election in 1982. So if that's any, sometimes people pop up and say all kinds of cool things, but I found Dan to be very conservative.
I'm going to tell you, you know what cool to me is? Cool is when Austin tells me I have to do something, I'm going to say, no, I don't. That's cool to me.
Anyway, after the break, I thought Dan might could also kind of mention some of the things that he thinks the water district needs to be doing that they used to do that they don't anymore. So,
all righty, well,
kind of help farmers. So I'll let y'all go. But
very good. We're
going to
go.
Endorse him.
We're going to go. Endorsed by Michael. Great. That's it.
Thank
that's
you, Michael.
Good. Thank you. All righty. We have a man on the line, but I want you to hold the line, please, sir, caller. We're going to go to a break. We have to, and we'll be right back, and we'll visit with you.
Got a tree tall enough to hang a politician?
Protect. Sure. All righty, we are back with some rock and roll on the Did You Know radio show. Isidro Gutierrez with you, Josh, and we have Dan Seale, candidate for the High Plains Water District, in the studio Precinct 1. That means Lubbock, Linn County, and Crosby County. So you folks live in those counties, you'll be able to cast a ballot for Dan. We have two callers on the line right now. We're going to go to Bill. Thank you for holding. I apologize for having to keep you on hold for so long. Bill, what's your question for Dan?
Well, I'll tell you what, there. I got a kick out of the first commercial that I heard.
Which one was that?
If you got a big tree,
hang the politician.
Protect the
you know what? I was just saying, we were just talking about that during the break, too, Bill.
Right. What I'm concerned with is this so-called board. I don't know if these guys are on salary or not. Are they on salary?
No, they do get a per diem for coming in. They get paid mileage and that type of thing. I understand that they have raised that per diem now. I believe it is $200 per day with a maximum of paying $45 days, that would be $9,000.
So would the next question be that all of a sudden now we've got this organized High Plains Water District Board, are they going to vote themselves in a salary?
I'll put it this way. I would never vote for a salary for a district board. Never vote for them to be salaried in any, you know, that type way. You know, it might be like the county commissioners, you know. They go out and they take and cut your taxes and then they raise your, you know, raise their salaries. One thing I would like to say in kind of conjunction with this, in the 2013 audit of the water district, and this is the independent audit report by Davis, Ray, and Company, who happens to be out of Seminole. But let me find this just real quick here. Now, this is what it says. The district's combined net position as of December 31st, 2013, was $7,531,100. And the $6,869,357 of unrestricted net position represents sources available to fund the programs of the district next year. They raised the tax rate last year, and they had
a surplus. They had a surplus, and they raised taxes.
A surplus? That's more than a surplus, well, you know.
They had money coming out their ears. Huh?
They did.
And they raised
and
taxes.
They are a money. They're money grabbing out there. The new rule.
Well, that's good to hear all of that. That's good information that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
The bottom line is why do we can we not get something passed down there in Austin that says our water underneath our ground that I got to pay for myself out here in the rural part of Lubbock County. Why cannot we get a rule passed up there that says it's just absolutely off limits, period, to any type of government intrusion into what I'm having to pay for? I am so concerned that the next step coming from the water board is, okay, you're going to have to put meters on your irrigation pumps. Then you're going to have to put meters on your house well usage. And this is what's bothering me.
Let me tell you what they did in last board meeting. They passed a new rule for exempt wells. Exempt wells are those that produce less than 17.5 gallons per minute, less than 25,000 gallons per day.
Bill, yeah. I we have another caller on the line.
Okay. So all right, guys, I'm sorry.
Not at all. We appreciate you calling. Great questions. And, yes, we need to say no to Austin, and that's what Dan says he's going to do.
All right. Thank you, guys, so much. Bye-bye.
Well, to fill in a little more information about rules and things that have gone down on the side of private property rights where they, you know, rightly should be, in the Day case, they cited several interesting Supreme Court cases, and we may be able to get back to those when we get back.
All right. Well, we got one more segment. It's very short, and we got a caller on the line. So hold on, the caller. We'll be back with the Did You Know radio show. All righty. We're back on the Did You Know radio show. We have one more caller on the line. It's Armando. Armando, this is a very short segment. I apologize to you, my good man.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Good to talk to you, Shiro, and I just wanted to reiterate what your guest was saying about people voting themselves a raise. And I only found out yesterday, I guess because of a lack of media information, that Mark Heinrich, a commissioner here in Lubbock County, who voted himself a raise after campaigning and making an issue that he would not ever vote for a pay raise for himself.
Well, that's true. He did say, I will not vote for a pay raise for myself during the campaign. Yeah. He did say that.
Sounds like a candidate for the tar and feather machine we're going to have to build at some point in the future.
Well, Armando, thanks a lot.
Well, wait just a second. Uh-huh. He has an opponent, Isabel Luna, in the Libertarian Party, and the Libertarian Party has him as an opponent against Mark Heinrich. So I would urge everyone to vote for Mr. Luna.
All right.
Thanks very much.
All righty, I appreciate that. Dan, speak to the people in Lubbock, Lynn, and Crosby County about your campaign.
I would appreciate everyone that does live in this precinct, Lubbock, Lynn, and Crosby County. I would appreciate your vote. It's very important because there are going to be a lot of decisions that has to be made. And these decisions are not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy to stand up against Austin. But I will tell you right now that I will take and stand up to Austin regardless of what happens. And I do appreciate this opportunity to be on the radio with you. And I do would appreciate any and all votes. Thank you very much.
All righty, folks. I appreciate you being in tuned in to the Did You Know radio show today. We're going to be back next Sunday, and we're going to continue talking about exciting stuff. This was a great show, by the way, today, as far as I'm concerned.
There's not enough time in the show in an hour.
Yeah, an hour is short, but we do. You know, we try to keep it interesting. We got a couple of chuckles in here, and we got some great lines like, "When the people stand together, the government always backs down." And we got another great one that if Austin tells me I have to do something, I'm going to say, no, I don't. I like that. And you know, our callers, say both of them, Bill and Kelly, both mentioned, that's not constitutional. What Austin is trying to do is unconstitutional. People trying to take our water from us, from underneath our property, is unconstitutional. And the courts have ruled in our favor. The law is written in our favor. You know, they say that if the law is not on your side, pound on the table. I guess this is what they're doing. But Josh is going to have to end up in court.
You know, it gets interesting. You know, the land patent says relinquishes all rights and title forever. They're going to have a hard time getting around that. I can already tell you.
Well, we do not consent to Austin coming here and saying that that your water is my water. Oh, there goes that phone again. You're a popular guy, Dan. All righty. Well, this is the Did You Know radio show, and we will be back next Sunday right here on KFYO, talking to all of Lubbock and reaching out.